Kof Kunta Kinte. Ernest.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I know you love the boy.
Oh, yeah. But can I say something?
Go ahead.
Do you know that? Okay, today I'll say this.
Okay.
How long has it been since Kunta...
Kunta's...
ailment started.
His stroke came in 2008 or 9. 8. I think it was in 2008. Yeah.
Do you know I was not surprised?
Why?
Yeah. I remember they were doing Miss SHS at KTI, their auditorium.
Okay.
And they came to perform.
Mm.
I was with some friends. And I told them that this boy, his talent overload.
Too much.
The way he is. The way he can sing, he can rap, he can those days.
He can dance.
Dance and all these things.
Kunta is a true definition of raptosa.
There are two things.
You know a raptosa?
Raptosa or raptosa.
Yeah. Allah. Yeah.
There are two things involved here.
Okay.
If he's a Christian, you should hold on tight to his faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy...
Speed now, not
the speed will attract attacks.
Yeah.
So me, the day I heard it, I was not surprised one bit. Mm-hmm. My friends will tell you, I was with Santos and Jimmy. They will tell you, I was not surprised one bit. Because the energy he was carrying...
Too much.
Eh? Had it not been that thing, Kunta...
Long gone.
So it's unfortunate. I mean, yes, I have to say this. It's something that I've kept for all these years. But I have to say it because, Charlie, Kunta, if you see him live on stage.
That's way.
Bro, have you really listened to recorded? See him on stage. That is when you feel the energy and the vibe. So I told my friends that. I remember I told Rasquasi also.
Mm.
Rasquasi was around, and you know Rasquasi was close to Ochamen,
right.
So I told Rasquasi, if possible, if he can relay the, I don't know whether he told him or not, but I remember I told Rasquasi that if he can relay that information to Ochamen, Mame, you should tell him. Because Ngosane won't sono. Sana attacks and so it didn't achieve. But unfortunately, what we're afraid that it will happen, happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, it's very unfortunate that we had to... it's unfortunate. But yeah, he's doing well. Kunta is doing very well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he... Once in a while, he will call me and... The Kuntas. Kuntas. Senior brother. Of all the brothers, I say I'm the senior. So the brothers, I am a brother. Together we are brothers. So, but yeah, amazing talent. Folks, let's listen to this before we continue.
Senior man ancestor. Hey, sorry.
Ah!
I was waiting for that.
No, but that's all.
But you are the brother.
But you are.
Yes, but baby, you're there now.
My sister saying.
Ah. But you well, what kind of lifestyle is that? Hey, hope we're fine.
No, it is just incoming, Kuba.
Zazzy and the Dusty. At the back, this one, I'll be everything cool. I be Edmond Blay from Koforidua. If you send your weather, I will go to Koforidua. And if you're not saying, boy, say more. And I'm a chalk and I'm a makoji or dodge wise kinky and I'm a jibudu and I'm a media chalk. I'm a sanji kinky on one side. My train said you may make a lien and say, radiate a nisubu luno and I'm a jibudu ice kinky, the chalk and I'm a libudu. Come me, your combination in a baby. One side and say, radiate a woman or no. Chairman General
Charlie.
Can I
ice kinky?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you know the independence. Was, you know,
coming. Oh, shut up.
You were the DJ that at the after party.
Come out.
Come on, dude.
Come out.
It's just a.
Come out.
That's what they're calling.
Come out, come out. Nah, you make me miss a friend of mine. He was like, come out.
It ain't.
Come out.
Oh, yeah, then.
Just a come out. Come out. Then who says it? Shalina, oh, On the bag and our friend Jack, now it's more easily gone.
Ah.
Easily gone. Yo. Okay. Quickly, let's get to the story for today.
Let me share with everybody what we're discussing this afternoon. Mm-hmm. It says, "Dear Andy, and I'm a 35-year-old woman married for 8 years with 3 children. My husband and I started from nothing, hence we rented a single room, struggled to pay bills, and worked hard to build a better life. Through God's grace, things improved and we got to build our own house and open a small family business. About 2 years ago, my younger sister lost her husband in an accident and was left with 2 children and nowhere to go. Out of compassion, emotionally compelling my husband, I invited her to stay with us temporarily until she got back on her feet. At first, everything seemed fine because she helped with the children, assisted in the shop. My husband was also very supportive of her and often encouraged her not to give up on life. But after some time, I noticed certain changes as my sister and husband were consistently and constantly chatting and laughing together. Whenever I entered a room, conversation suddenly stopped and I would sometimes wake up at night and find my husband isn't outside talking to her. When I raised my concerns, both of them accused me of being insecure and overthinking. One day while cleaning the shop, I found a receipt for a mobile money transfer from my husband to my sister. The amount was substantial. When I confronted him, he said he was only helping her financially because she was struggling. After a few weeks, my sister announced she had found a place and was moving out. Everyone seemed relieved, including me. But just 3 months after she moved out, I received the shock of my life. A woman from her neighborhood called me and said my husband's car was parked at my sister's house almost every evening. At first, I refused to believe it because I kept asking, why wait until now to tell? But then I decided to follow him one day. When I got there, my husband was at my sister's house, not as a visitor, but as someone completely comfortable there. When I confronted them, both admitted they had developed feelings for each other over time. Lie, Jesus. My sister begged for forgiveness and asked, and so did my husband, who even claimed it was never planned and that he still loved me. Today, my marriage is hanging by a thread and my family members are divided. Some say I should forgive and save my home and family for the sake of the children. Others say betrayal from both the husband and sister is unforgivable. Andy and I, if you were in my shoes, would you forgive them and try to rebuild the marriage, or would you walk away from both relationships completely? I'm deeply broken. That's what we're discussing. Kindly send your messages to our WhatsApp number 0548841039, 0548841039, on our social media handles from X to Instagram, Facebook, and Threads. We'll read them all on the show. Do our possible best. We're live on Facebook. You can send your messages also on the stream. Edu, I'll start with you because you sat down first. Happy.
Oh shit. Save me.
And good afternoon.
But today's my wife's birthday, so please wish my wife before.
By force. Do we owe you?
You owe me. Please.
Who owes you what? Nobody owes you nothing.
Shed.
Yes.
You should have sent me a message.
Don't come and sit and expect that people don't mind. It's your wife's birthday. We encourage you.
I saw the video where you were hitting somewhere. A video with your wife, and I was like, hey, brody, enjoy. You know,
it's your wife's birthday. You know, okay. The platform. No, somebody sent me a message. I forgot to do something for one of our bosses. Yeah. We have the platform, we don't owe you. You are supposed to sit there,
just send a message, and
you know, celebrate her. We are secondhand people.
She won't hear me no more.
I owe you for what?
But personally, won't hear me no more.
Because of what?
Because I've been on Radio Midday News.
Today their time is limited. So
okay, okay.
And on top two, it's so, a very wonderful woman's birthday, so we have to.
Yeah. So happy birthday to, the full name.
Sandra.
Hey, Sandra. She carries my sister's name.
Wow. Sandra Lamte.
Wow, yeah. Sandra Lamte, Mrs. Sandra Lamte. God bless you so much, and. Yeah, may you grow from grace to grace to grace. May the Lord shine his light upon your life. May you never lack. May goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen. Such a wonderful name.
Okay, so let's go to the topic. AJ.
Yes, sir.
The lady, I don't know where to start from. But, okay, with good intention, you invite your own sister, your blood sister, to come and stay with you because she's in need. Sometimes, you see, we overtrust people to the extent that we lay down our guards. Mm. And by the time we realize, we are pants down. We are taken aback. Because he's my sister. He's my brother. He's this. He's that. He's that. It's not bad to trust somebody. But now, the world that we are living in, you always have to sleep with one eye open. Or else you would end up regretting genuine love that you expressed to somebody, because people cannot be trusted. We have a lot of people wearing double face masks. They will show you one side like the moon, and the other side, the day you see it, you will be shocked. You will collapse. How can your own sister do that to you? We shouldn't forget that in the Bible, Cain and Abel. How come Cain killed Abel?
How come?
But it happened. That should tell you that no one is beyond suspicion. But normally, because we are made to feel that blood is thicker than water, so we lay down our guards. Nowadays, if you don't take care, there is a saying in the Akan parlance. You see, Abobi Bekawa. It will take somebody who is closer to you to hurt you, because the enemy who stays afar, it will be difficult for him to reach you and hurt you. So the people around you, among the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ, there was a Judas. The 12, the people who ate with him. In fact, he was even handling their finances. You know what it takes for a whole group to leave their finances to you, that you are the one that you are supposed to handle our finances. Because if you will buy anything, you have to provide. If you will move, you have to provide. Anything financial, you are in charge of it. But even then, the one who came from above lived with the all-knowing God.
But still.
Still, there was a Judas. Even though he knew, he had an idea about it. But there was a Judas in his camp. Somebody might call it divine because it was supposed to happen. That one is a different theory altogether. But what I'm trying to say is that we should always be alert. Always be alert. It was not bad to help. How did it get to the point that your husband would have, you know, secret conversations with your sister and you didn't know? Because you overlooked certain things you thought your sister cannot do. You were expecting a stranger to rather come and do that to you. That was where the mistake came. She laid down her guards. And by the time she realized, the sister had infiltrated into a marriage. One, the sister is cheap and the husband is equally cheap. Yes, for that one, let's call a spade, not a big spoon. The husband is cheap. The husband has no values. The husband is dumb.
Hey.
Yes, because traditionally, this is a sacrilege, it's a taboo. You can have all the reasons. Maybe an outsider. Maybe something. But not a blood sister. Who does that? Who in his right senses will do that? Yes. Unless the person is as dumb as the husband. To do that. And I'm so disappointed in the family. Especially those who are saying that, okay, stay. I don't support, you know, a divorce. Stay,
yeah.
The ones defending that, oh, it's nothing because of that. It's something. Somebody has initiated a curse into the family.
We should go with it.
And instead of you looking at how to mitigate the whole issue,
You are trivializing it as if the lady is the one who loves nagging. I don't want to use certain words. But Sebi.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly. If you come from such a family. Oh, there are people who move around with curses on. There are people who move around with curses on their heads because they have family members who condone evil deeds that comes with curses, that attract curses. So if you are a family member, because you come from such a family. I pity the lady. Next time, be extra vigilant. Where it has gotten to, even the Bible permits that if you catch your partner cheating, you can divorce. It is up to her whether to stay or not. But first things first, they should rather do the spiritual purification and make sure that any curse wouldn't befall the family, the kids, the husband. The husband, if any curse befalls the husband, me, I don't care. He can die.
Aye.
Of course.
Of course. Becoming, hey, it's okay, the two of you.
I don't care. It's okay. But for the sake of the kids, for the sake of the kids, your sister is still your sister. If anything happens to her, if she, two wrongs can never be right.
She didn't know that.
Whichever way.
Let me go to Shed. Shed always says that trust is a very, he has this word that he said, and I always argue with him after the show. But this particular, when I read it, I was like, ah, Shed, come and take your stone. Because sometimes
I want metal.
You want what?
Metal.
Come for your metal. See, Shed.
Yeah.
When I read it, I thought about you. I was very hurt. I was reading it and I was discussing with Bradash and Nathaniel. I don't know what you're going to say, but please go ahead.
Okay.
Today I want to give you your metal.
Okay. So before I start, I have told you, happy birthday to my wife and God richly bless you. Ooh. For being there for me. God bless you. I love you so much, Charlie.
Aww.
Today from production, I'm not going anywhere.
You're going straight home.
Go. You better go.
I hope you got the present.
You better go.
Okay, so the sister, which is the one who has lost the husband, hasn't done anything wrong. So I'll blame the husband and the wife. Now, what am I saying? So
look at this face.
Gary.
No, you are giving your metal. Look what you are saying.
So let me finish. Now, the lady.
You want to finish?
So this is the main reason why I'm not blaming the sister. Not, I'm talking about the one who has lost the husband. Now, any woman in her condition.
Husband died.
Died. Okay. That
husband
is.
Snatcher.
Okay. No. The husband snatcher.
She's not a husband snatcher. She's not a husband snatcher.
No, but maybe the word was wrong. Or are you talking about the home wrecker?
Yeah.
No, she's not a home wrecker.
She's a home wrecker.
She's not a home
wrecker. She is a home wrecker.
You know, I made a point on Monday. I said we don't look for right partners.
We have to make ourselves right.
You have to make yourself right. Yeah. If the husband made himself right, no one will wreck his home.
Please break it down today.
Okay, so if the husband understood the fact that I don't have to cheat on my wife, mm-hmm. I don't have to do this, I don't have to sleep with my wife's sister, then there will be no home, you know,
there will be no wrecking.
I get the point. So the point is not really, you know, I always have a problem with people who allow the damage to be caused than the person who causes the damage. Now, if there should be, excuse my language, if there should be any shooting here, the first person they will interrogate here is the security man.
Yeah.
Not the person who caused the damage. That is why I am not blaming the sister. Because if everything was intact between the wife and the husband, nobody can penetrate into their marriage.
Are you trying to say they already had issues before this?
Not necessarily issues. There is a leakage somewhere.
It doesn't have to be continue.
Okay, so this is the reason why. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking about leakage, I'm not necessarily talking about, let's say, differences between both partners. There could be that I have a flaw that if I don't really even work on personally, I can allow myself for an external factor to hurt both of us.
Okay.
That is what I'm talking about. Okay. So it could be that maybe my flaw is Charlie Media or Sebu or Bayin Hupe. I have to. Okay. That is my flaw. I have to work on it. So it's not about the lady's fault, like the wife's fault. But if I don't work on that flaw will cause me a harm which will affect my wife and my home. So I don't really blame the wife. Looking at her condition, any man, irrespective of whoever it is, who will come for her console, she will open up easily. Your husband is dead. Any man, she will open up easily. So I have an issue with the lady and the husband. Why do I have an issue with these two people? Now, the husband, the lady didn't really choose well. Like Edu said, she didn't really protect her home. You know, sometimes we tend to be extra benevolent to the extent that we even tend to hand over our own life to people. Our own life to people. And if the people should harm it, it is never their fault. And I say the first step to maturity is accepting the fact that when people hurt you, you ask, like you take the blame for yourself. Because you give people the chance to treat you how they want to. If someone should insult me today, I first ask myself, what did I do? What chance did I open? What door did I open for the person to do that? Next time you shut that door. So the point here is the lady hasn't done anything. That is the lady whose husband, she's looking for comfort. So anybody who will give her comfort, she'll open the door. Now, this is where my problem is. The man is not serious. You know, I wanted to use a word, but if I should use it, maybe Papa might throw his phone to me. He might throw his phone. The man is not serious. Now, yeah, then it's 7-2-4. The man is not serious. Now, he's not responsible. When we talk about a man being responsible, it's not about only giving out money. It's about making sure that everybody's happiness is assured. You first ask yourself, is my wife okay with whatever I'm doing? Is she okay? What I'm doing? What is the consequences? What is this? What is that? If you don't take note of that, it means that you are not being responsible. Now, what even made me feel that the guy was irresponsible and damp, as Edu Kumi said, not in my own language, is when the lady even went to meet them in the sister's room and he was able to confess that, yes, we have developed feelings for each other. Like, no, look, every normal guy, even if you have feelings for your sister, you need to apologize. Any man who says seven, the guy like, oh, but excuse my language. Because for you not to apologize. For you not to apologize in that condition, I say Kronfo Alayachino, I'm pamming on fire. Kronfo Biabeka said it on my first day. Now, the one said it on first day. Yes, we have feelings for each other. Which clearly tells that about the leakage I'm talking about, there could even be a leakage. Because for you to be able to get a gas and tell your wife that, yes, we have feelings for each
other. There's a leakage in the leakage.
There's a leakage in the leakage.
Do you mean?
No. No.
He's trying to, let me break it down. Yeah. He's more dumber than we thought.
Because, you know, under normal circumstances, you don't even have to say that to your wife.
No.
That might be a yachu, kwa yanchu.
It wasn't me.
Wow.
No, but I think at least he was being
honest. Today is your wife's birthday.
What honest about your
wife? What's your question?
Yes, please.
What do you mean by honest?
So that I know what's part to carve.
Really? No, honesty should have started from
you. Did you hear what he said? Was it Bema Yachu crack? I said,
your hand is in the cookie jar. It's not in there.
Me? No.
Please, let's continue.
Thank you. Now, when he said Yachu Bia, I didn't put any son and so send your mensa.
Mensa grows in
your head. One or no?
You better was mutter and your mensa.
Minimum be on no. Where Pierre Free Abontia, Babibia, Yebusa. He is a dear year to one secret. It's scared to me. I am a Mormon in Zanaminiha. Muina Mun in Zanaminiha. Truly, no, Neo.
No, Neo.
But
on the
No.
I don't like
But of fire and
but accomplice one.
Not only ho.
No accomplice.
But no accomplice. But on one fire. Yeah.
Hey.
If I no crumb for 10 years more.
What the, what's that?
Crumb for
10 years, man.
a hardened criminal. You know somebody obu round them say say obit me at chebe bia osika
chebe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they are
spirit, like spirit, like spiritual.
I don't know,
like a klepto.
Hey,
yeah.
Okay.
Obu
round them say say. But we've had issues with that. I remember some time ago there was this man who came that he was taking us to court because we've been using Chrome for Techi Amwa and his name is Techi Amwa.
So the moment your wife catches you, the first thing, I'm sorry. Sweetie, are you for real? I'm sorry. But why did you? I'm sorry. Like, you know, sometimes the point should be, I'm sorry. I'm like, encash she, because anything you say might be used against you.
The court of law.
I'm sorry. The thing it should be just, I'm sorry. You know, at a point, you know, but for you to be able to tell your wife, look, anybody who hasn't lied to the partner before, you are not deeply in love.
Mm. Where is that one to coming from?
Look, no. See, look, I'm angry with no, you. Look, you understand. Look, every successful relationship, if you ask anybody who have been married for 50 years and over,
you lie.
At a point, lies kept them going. No, like not necessarily. Ah, do you know the number of people who are married for 50 years? Ah, so onim nanka oka cheni say nikunu akwala we enye ni ba akwala ningu akebegu. So there are people who have sometimes, you know, I'm not saying lie is good, but at a point in time, automatically you will lie.
Ria, come into this. Wow. Shed is just doing.
You see, when it comes to being honest in a marriage, when it comes to being honest in a marriage, I don't agree with Shed when it comes to that. Because for me, I mean, those two people are mad though. But for me, the man saying that he had developed feelings for the sister, I feel like he should have said it. It was the right thing he said. Because at least she knows her position in the sister's life. In the man's life.
Yeah.
Now the sister is ahead of you when it comes to feelings. Because for someone, you know, the most painful thing to experience in a relationship is oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes, one of the most painful things. Like your wife or your husband has feelings for someone.
And you have no idea. Like
you, exactly. And there's the hard part is, You are doing everything possible
to make
because,
it work.
Yeah, to make it work because you know you are in a relationship, and sometimes even the things you're complaining about, he or she doesn't even find it difficult to do it for the other person.
Mm.
But then it's hard to do for you. Do you understand? Mm. By now, in their marriage, she's been realizing that, oh, he's coming home late. Babe, I don't think it's good for you to stay home that long. Can you please come home early? Okay. I hear you. I'll think about it. I'll do better by it. He keeps coming home late. Then you realize that the reason why he's coming home late is because he's in your sister's house.
Habai.
I feel like the best thing he said was to say, listen, I have feelings for your sister. That aside, Who gave women the sole mandate of making marriages work? Your husband is cheating, no less another woman take over your house.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Who has sent you to be Jesus the Messiah, the savior of a marriage? Who has sent you? I don't know why the society, religion.
Are you the spokesperson for marital problems association?
I'm not.
Continue. So, backing vocalist.
Like, who made it the sole responsibility of a woman to put, like, to be the glue for marriage to be together? I don't think there's anywhere in the Bible that states that a woman should be like that person.
No.
And but then society is putting that mandate on women. Let me tell you this. Imagine the tables were turned. Imagine his brother got into some form of situation and then came to live in the same house with them, and now the man found out that his brother was piping his wife. Do you think we'll be here having this discussion?
No,
I love that term. I love that
I like
term.
That term, yeah.
I like that term. Piping.
Peter Piper, pick a peck of
Piping pepper.
Henceforth.
Understand. No.
We are all Peter.
Which man would even understand? Which man, like, I brought you into my house, I clothed you, babe, I fed you.
Even which family would say, oh, so for the sake of the children.
For the sake of the children. For the sake of the bond of family and everything. As a man, stay with your wife. Woman, have you heard some before?
Or pray for, do fasting and prayer.
Have you heard some before?
Go to your Atria Mountains and pray. It will be well.
But then, because it's the woman, because as for women, then we know how to chest bomb. We don't have
Manchester.
Heart. We don't have heart in our rib cage. It's a scar battery. Mm. You want us to calm down and hold the marriage and pray. My sister, if you and don't fast. Leave, my sister, if you don't leave with the speed of thunder, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what to say because, first of all, this is like the deepest form of betrayal. My sister. I don't know whether they are from the same mother or father or whatever it is, but even if you, like, I'm guessing you guys came from the same birth canal. You grew up together. You stayed together. You have a bond. You are blood. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then...
Let me go back now. Sabe how many?
Sorry. And then your husband, someone that you stood in front of your family or the church, depending on what type of wedding you had, and made a vow to you. Both these two people, blood and someone that has made a vow to you, have decided to betray you like this. And people are expecting this lady to just calm down. Like, that, this is the worst form of betrayal that can ever happen to people. Kill because of these things.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes when she chanced upon it, if she had done something immediately, they could have pled in court that it was temporary insanity.
Yeah.
Because at the time that she saw the thing, she went red.
So they would have reduced...
They would have reduced her jail sentence.
Yeah.
She would have gone to jail, though.
From murder to manslaughter.
Yes. You get me? So I'm just trying to put... both of them are seriously wrong. I don't understand why, Shed, you're saying you don't blame her. Listen, this is your sister. Your sister's husband.
No.
Wait. Your sister's husband has come to you to say, I'm in love with you. I have feelings for you. And you are saying, yes, me too. You didn't even think to say, no, this is not right. I'm in my sister's house.
No, it didn't start there. It didn't start there.
How
no,
do you
it
know
didn't,
how it started?
It didn't start there.
It didn't start where?
It didn't start there.
When she came to their house?
Yes. The guy kept... No. They said they had feelings for each other. Look, this guy was the guy's was the lady's crush, or the lady was the guy's crush before the marriage. And look, at a point in time, this guy was has been supporting the lady till date. That is why the lady said, "I had my eyes."
So she's also at fault. Let's just end
no,
it.
No, whether I it understand.
Crash,
wait.
Whether it is crush, whether it is
Luke,
support, please shed no.
Look,
shed no. He said no.
Read her back.
Shed. No.
No.
You can't tell me that. You cannot tell me that. Because my sister, like, I don't care if you are Adonis from Greek mythology. I don't care if you are, who is the most handsome person in the Bible? David. Solomon. I don't care who you are.
I even do
this with my friends, that maybe a friend's boyfriend is trying to make advances at me. I'll start threatening you that I'll tell my friend, and I may even tell my friend, if you don't back off, then my sister. Like, you people, you are not getting, like,
I
the
get,
gravity
no,
of this
look,
situation.
Look, I get you. Like, what I'm trying to say is that if I should put a soup here, and my son, like, and the soup should fall, like, let's say, like, my son caused it. It is not my son's fault. It's my fault. Because
how is it not your
I should have placed it at the right place, but they didn't done it. So
how do we compare the soup to this?
So,
okay.
So what I'm trying to say is that she put her husband at the wrong place.
No,
or what?
No,
so shed, what I'm trying
shed,
to say is that
shed, you're being unfair. You're holding a grief for the
why
woman.
Why
is
she
You don't lessen the crime of the sister.
Why?
Sometimes
here. Yeah. Because who this is every bank case.
Listen, can I say this?
Why ne sheguye?
Akola ne mani sheguye. Papa ne sheguye.
Why ne sheguye?
Akola no.
Thank you.
Can I say this before I land? I am the sole advocate of when a man cheats on a woman or anybody that cheats on their partner, okay, the partner should be held accountable, especially if the person is an outsider. the partner should be held accountable because mm-hmm. you made the vow to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make a vow with anybody outside there. Good. But in this situation, this is my sister.
Let's forget about the sister issue. Look, this is something the guy is doing.
Why should we forget about which sister issue?
Look, for the guy to be able to do it to the sister, clearly tells that is who he is. He even does this outside, and you've seen it because it's your sister.
You also owe me loyalty.
Your sister doesn't owe you any loyalty.
She does owe me loyalty because we are blood. The same blood flows in our veins. We are blood.
Can I come in?
Please come in.
Okay.
You are the last person.
People get vulnerable in times of your...
Hard times.
And when it happens that way, other people take advantage.
Yeah.
Irrespective of how vulnerable you are, God gave you brains.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you are vulnerable does not make you an animal.
Very good.
At a point, your instinct should wake up.
And conscience.
Your favorite
so
way.
So there is a limit to every insanity.
Yes, please.
There is a limit that when you cross, you move from being a human being to an animal. And that is what the sister is.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't measure the limit at which that game should be entertained. That is one. Two, there is a lesson here. The fact that your husband says he is falling for your sister means there's something that you may not have been doing right. And it's a lesson that she should learn. Leakage. Moving into the next relationship, that is, if she decides to divorce, what was the gap? What was the leakage? How did the sister creep in? You know,
yeah.
What did the sister do that enticed the husband to, after falling or after doing that heinous act, go to the extent of falling in love, which means he's seen something that he likes? These are gaps sometimes when issues come, we should also do self-introspection to correct ourselves. And apart from that, you see, I see the woman as a very brave woman. Because if you don't take care, knowing the truth, sometimes the truth can kill you. The shock of knowing the truth, not just the truth, but the characters involved in the act alone can kill you. So for her to survive to the extent that she is even seeking for help, that shows that she's a strong woman. She should pick up the pieces. As I said, the ball is in her court. Whether she decides to stay or not, she's right to do any of them.
Please don't stay.
Rhea, one of my sisters from Inebri Girls, one of my sisters, my big sister, says, tell Rhea she do all. She's made very solid points with claps for you. See, I agree with Kumiye. Today, me and you are wearing the same shirt.
Yeah.
I agree that sometimes life makes you vulnerable with the situations. I get where you're coming from. But Rhea is my sister. Rhea and I have had our ups and downs. Rhea and I will fight and everything, but Rhea knows me. I can't, like, go beyond. Like, what they wrong you? That's your sister. Your sister looked at your situation and said, yo, come and stay in the house.
In my matrimonial home.
And probably you were actually sleeping with the husband. Like, how dare you?
It's a no-no.
Shit, I get what I know you're trying to go for everything. But the sister not doing well.
Listen, I think the pain with the sister is even more because I saw your need. I saw you as a sister. I wanted to help you.
You know my worry? The fact that there are three adults in there. You know this is my sister. So you are naked before her. And out of the equation, you are the stranger in your own house. Because it's a game of chess that they are playing and you are not aware. So you know I'm with my husband. You know I'm with my sister.
And I'm here walking around like a fool.
And they are playing a fool out of
me. Yes, yeah. That's what I was
that
saying.
Part even
they allowed so herself oblivion, to be played.
That is, oblivion
that allowed herself
that
to be
is, that is, that is,
allowed oh, herself.
Whether agree she with you allowed of, herself
how did she allow
or not.
Herself?
She did, Rhea.
No.
Look, let's assume without admitting that she allowed herself. But that is cynicism.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's wicked. It's barbaric.
You teach your sister dirty.
Ah.
Let me say, this one says, good afternoon, seniors. This is the most disgusting issue I've ever listened to. Hey, my sister, like by now, I will be in some prison. By my dear, walk away, because the feelings would you would have held on to is not your sister's. Don't try working on an abomination. The husband isn't human. Mr. Shed, I greet you, boy. Yeah. The family is crazy. That's another from Kataman. So good afternoon to you, darling. Let me try and get these ones up real quick. Oh my God. I need my... Sorry about that. This one says... Esther Kwachi says... What if it's the devil's way of destroying your home? Please forgive him. Let him
Esther. Devil is running hell somewhere.
Emmanuel Thompson said, my sister, please solve the problem with your husband and draw a line between you and your sister. The reason you're doing this, you are born three. Sister, brother, I've seen people who are born three. God give them someone, right? Abdul Salam Lati says,
born two. Right?
Abdul, yes. Run, I say, run fast, my sister. Jennifer Koye Enim says, forgive them and move on. A husband who opened his mouth right in front of you to tell you he loves someone else is gone. Heal and move on, otherwise you'll regret it. So there's a lot of messages, but we've run out of time today. Guys, quickly, one second. Should she stay or leave?
No, she should leave.
You agree that she should leave?
Because the guy has let her know that he's not in love with her anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Babe, I know your stance.
She better run.
Oh, man,
it's not about you. She better leave.
Yeah. Bruh, my love.
Apart from leaving, she should disown the family members who are siding with the other people. Because
No, of course.
It's true. How can you come and tell me such rubbish that I should stay with such a philandering bastard?
Sandra, my sister Sandra, and happy birthday to you. Yeah, God bless birthday. You abundantly. God grant you all that you desire. You're such a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Knowing you is knowing love. Knowing you is knowing joy.
Yeah.
God bless you on this beautiful day. A superstar was born. Thank you